KX, move.
4HKX, KD2BNG, good evening. Getting a bit late in the day for me. I'm usually done with all my errands by this time.
Pretty well on my way home, but not tonight.
Check where you are. It's pouring here. I can barely see out the windshield.
But it was earlier. I've been driving and come through it.
Sitting on the windscreen wipers can barely keep up with it. Well, if I move another couple of miles, I guess it'll stop.
Maybe it'll stop here soon.
Put $3.99 gas either. I suppose I got 3/4 of a tank at least.
Might get any cheaper anytime soon, so.
Well, whiskey head. We have our lovely president and Vladimir Putin to thank for that.
It's, I don't want to read the papers anymore. The news is too grim.
It's hard to stay away from it, though, all day long.
I've been watching the evening news on BBC One. You know, I listen to BBC mostly through the internet nowadays. But, yeah, it doesn't get any better. I guess now the Russian campaign is into the murder and genocide stage. Kill anything that moves. Destroy bridges, roads, tunnels, gas, electric, anything you can. Let them starve to death.
But there was another station come in there. I don't know if you heard them or not, Glenn.
Station, come on in.
AO4WWZ. I was just saying, we have our lovely president and Vladimir Putin to thank for these wonderful high gas prices.
Say our president, because what happened earlier in the year was the result of pent-up demand. You know, it's the price cycle. You have pent-up demand after a period of nobody driving, because everyone's escaping the COVID virus. So you had pent-up demand for fuel. You had pent-up demand for goods and services. You know, it's not like any one person can have any significant control over the economy. So that I chalk up to the business cycle. But yeah, the later increases in prices, I'll chalk up to Vladimir the Insane.
I didn't catch your call sign, sir. I like what you said there, Vladimir the Insane. You're right about that. What's your call sign?
Kilo Delta 2, Bravo November Golf. Name's Glenn, if I've not heard you before.
Kilo Oscar 4, Whiskey Zed. I am rather new. Just got my license 2 weeks ago. It's nice to meet you, sir.
Then hang around this repeater. There's usually a bunch of good blokes here. And of course, you realize there's a 9 p.m. net open to, I guess, pretty much anyone. 9 p.m. every night since probably about the 1970s. This is one of the older repeaters.
Yeah, Glenn has a face for radio, KP4CPA.
Yeah, none of us have ever met. I might have a face for radio, you're probably right.
KP4WWZ, yeah, I think we all have a face for radio if we're talking on the ham bands.
Person's version of Twitter. So I guess if we were 20 to 30 years younger, this would be a Twitter group.
Really? I'm 23.
You're a youngster. Well, welcome to Ham Radio, I guess, if you just recently received some sort of license. Yeah, I've had my license since, 2011, 2012? Can't remember. And mostly because I already had surplus radios that I was buying and selling. And I figured, you know what? As long as I have these old, like, taxi cab and fleet radios, might as well try to do something with them.
What radios do you have in Motorola?
This was years ago. This was when I had a taxi cab operating in the New York City area, and through the cab company I got some surplus radios, but no, I have no inside track as far as getting radios. Motorola is good. The thing about some of the older Motorola radios is they're funny to program. You know, a lot of them, Motorola made like, they would make like the same model for 20 different markets. So some of them had things like weird splits and weird offsets you couldn't change. Or they operated in non-ham bands that you couldn't really change. And a lot of the others, you needed the special software, which is, doesn't seem to be common. Some of the older software is DOS-based, which means modern computers are actually too fast to run it.
I'm actually running a Motorola Maxtrack radio in my car as we speak. That's what I'm talking to you on. And before, I only had a Dialfan UV5R. And, well, let me just say, I have a thing for Motorola. I really do. I love Motorola. KO4NUE, this is KO4WWZ, go ahead.
Hey, Chandler, how are you? It's KO4NUE. KO4HKX, you still in there, sir? KO4HKX, I'm still here. Hey, can you QSY to 330? Say that one more time. Can you QSY to 330? I believe I can. QSY. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear.
KO4WWZ.
Motorola radios are designed to be tough. You know, they're designed to be rugged and reliable. You know, it's like you have to be able to drop the radio from a speeding police car, have it fall to the embankment below, and get run over by an 18-wheeler, and still be able to work.
KO4WWZ. I got you. Let me just say this. I think this Maxtrack's gonna last me a long time.
Lost you a very long time. Yeah, the Motorola Maxtrack was a popular series for the mobiles. I dealt mostly with the handhelds. And as I said, the handhelds were designed to be tough. In fact, there was, this is a funny anecdote. There was one handheld that Motorola was getting a report on that was failing. And it turns out the Indianapolis Police Department was using it as a club to hit people over the head. So the battery came out. You know, that was the problem with the radio. So the solution was get a better battery holder to hold it in when you hit somebody with it.
It's clear for WWZ. Now that's funny.
True, I'm sure I probably couldn't make that one up. And also in the display case at the one of the location in Plantation, Florida, there was a SoCo, which was one of the predecessors of the IDAN radios, aka Nextel. This thing had been through a forest fire and was still able to work. I mean, take the circuit board and put it in a new case, and it worked just as new. You know, the keys were a little bit singed, the case was singed, but yeah, that's the kind of design, the kind of quality they were designed to.
All right, can you give me your call sign one more time so I can make a proper communication, please, sir? I'm sorry.
Not got yours either, really. It's Kilo Delta 2, Bravo November Golf. My name is Glenn.
Kilo Delta 2, Bravo November Golf. Kilo Oscar 4, Whiskey Z. Thank you, sir. And I remember juggling. Yeah, I'm having a good time talking to you. Actually, when you're talking about Motorola HTs, I'm actually getting a set of HT1000s. So, I got a friend of mine, he's got to get a computer to run DOS, but once he gets it all set up, he's going to run the, he's going to get me those HT1000s.
These were excellent foyables. You know, again, they got that tough Motorola exterior. Yeah, I saw a lot of HTX-1000s there. They're good portables. You know, some of it requires an old DOS computer from 30 years ago. But if you got programming for them, you know, and you still have batteries and stuff for them, they're very, very good radios, the HTX-1000.
I dropped my mic and it keyed up on you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, as I said, the HTX-1000 was a very, very popular portable. There's like a million of them out there. They're very tough and very durable. And if you've got the programming software for them, it's a good, you know, a good addition to your portable radio collection.
Sure, yes, sir. KO from where Whiskey said, did you catch my call sign there?
I don't know, remembered it, but I caught it. I'm trying to drive through heavy traffic in the rain now. Severe, severe rain. Like, I can't see 10 feet in front of me. So, maybe my mind's not entirely on this, but I'm sure I'll hear you on the air later.
Glenn, this is Kudo Oscar from where Whiskey said, listen, you be very careful driving in that rain. I had to drive in rain like that coming home from Seneca last year, and it's not fun. Is there a ham station that the National Weather Service operates on that I could report that to?
I don't know. As far as a local weather reporting station, there's weather broadcasting stations here around here, obviously. But, yeah, who to report that? Oh, let me go. I can't see where I got to turn here. But give me a minute after I make the turn.
And then, this is KO4WWZ. Take your time.
Bloody hell. Okay. That was the last major. Yeah, you know, it's like black. It's like no visibility conditions here. I've never seen rain quite like this, at least not around here recently. There's one place I encountered conditions like this, and that's when you get to Virginia or North Carolina on I-81. There's a high pass over the mountains where you'll encounter rain and fog and just generally nasty things. You've got to be real careful.
Poor WWC. Yeah, I hear you on that. Give me just a second, I'll get that to you. Is there any station out here that reports to the National Weather Service? Call KO4WWZ. KO4WWZ. Glenn, what's your location?
Clean air, downtown Gray Court, South Carolina. Let's see, I pulled into my side road. Hopefully I'll, in the next 2 minutes, pull into my driveway. But, yeah, if you want to report extremely heavy rain, lousy visibility, although it is nighttime. But, yeah, thanks. Thanks for keeping me company.
Glenn, all right, so if anyone out there is listening, if you are a storm spotter, please tell NWSGSD we have very heavy rain causing low, very low visibility in Gray Court, South Carolina. KO from the WWZ. Back to you, Glenn.
Need to pull into your own driveway. Okay, yeah, there we go. It's also possible that these windshield wipers could be replaced.
I hear you. You're at home safe now, right?
It's a driveway. The front door is 20 feet away, so I guess I'm good.
But I'm glad to hear that, because it's more than good easy.
ZKD2BNG. Thanks for the QSO, and I'll be getting out now. Yeah, hopefully we'll hear you later. KD2BNG, I'll be clear.
BNG 73, and I'll talk to you later. This is KS1WWZ. I'll be clear and monitoring on my final.